About a year ago, during Thanksgiving.
大概是一年多以前，在圣感恩节的时候。
A grandmother texts a short message to her grandson, inviting him for a Thanksgiving dinner.
有一位祖母给她的孙子发了一条短信，邀请她的孙子来参加感恩节的晚宴。
But she did not know that her grandson already changed the phone number.
但是这位祖母不知道她的孙子已经换了手机号码。
So that text message got to another young man, 17-year-old Jamal.
所以这条短信被另外一个年轻人收到了，他是一个17岁的名叫 Jamal 的年轻人。
And quickly they realized both have there was a mistake.
他们很快知道这是一个错误。
But Jamal text message back and says, "Well, I'm a foreign student studying here. I have no place to go during Thanksgiving. Can I still get a plate?"
所以这个 Jamal 他就回信说是我是一个国际学生，我在这里也举目无亲啊，我还能不能来呢？
Grandmother replied, "Of course you can. That's what grandmothers do."
所以这位祖母说，当然你可以来啊，这就是祖母应该做的事情。
So that news, that story, later on went viral online.
这条消息以后在网上疯传了。
And people asked this young man, and he said, "I'm thankful for all the nice people in the world."
他们问到这位年轻人，这位年轻人说，我非常的感恩啊，世界上有这么多的好人。
I never met her.
我跟这位祖母素不相识。
Yet she welcomed me into her house.
但是她打开她的家门欢迎我。
So that's the very beautiful story of grace and kindness extended.
所以这个故事是一个非常美的故事，它告诉我们恩典和爱是怎么样传出去的。
Today we are going to share an even greater story of grace extended.
那么我们今天所要分享的故事是一个更伟大的故事，就是讲恩典是怎么样传出去的。
It tells us how Jesus extends grace to the people in need.
这个故事讲的是耶稣基督怎么样给有需求的人，把他的恩典给他们。
And we learn from the responses of those people who receive the grace.
我们也同时能从这些得到恩典人的回应中学到我们应有的功课。
So from the passage we just read in verses 11 to 13 says, "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.'"
这段经文告诉我们，耶稣基督往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村庄，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。”
So Jesus was on a journey.
这里我们看到耶稣在旅行。
And 10 men who had leprosy was waiting for him.
那么有十个长大麻风病的人在等他。
Leprosy at that time in Jesus' time was an incurable skin disease.
在耶稣的时代，大麻风是无可医治的。
And at that time, people believed that leprosy was contagious, so they were forced to isolate from their family and the community.
在这个时代，人们知道大麻风病是传染的，所以这些患大麻风病的病人都被隔离，远离他们的家人。
So they were practically, you know, hopeless and helpless.
所以这些人基本上是无助无望的。
Just waiting for that disease to eat away the different parts of the body.
只是等着这个疾病将他们身体的其他部分吞噬掉。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你们。
I believe none of you would have lepers.
我相信没有人现在在患麻风病。
But are there times that you were helpless and hopeless?
但是在你的生命中，你有没有过无助无望的时候？
From here we learn from these 10 lepers.
在这里我们从这个十个患麻风病的人身上。
First, these lepers, in their own miserable condition, that they form a fellowship.
我们看到这十个处在麻风病这样一个悲惨境遇的人，他们结合在一起。
They were hopeless, but yet they gathered together to support one another.
他们虽然无助无望，但是他们也结在一起，互相帮助。
And second, we learn that they continue to pray.
第二点，我们知道他们不断的祷告。
And they hear that Jesus is coming, and they cry out. It says, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us."
当他们知道耶稣来的时候，他们一起高喊，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
They still grasp on this hope of Jesus can help him.
他们仍然抓着这样一线希望，就是耶稣能够帮他们。
I've known some people that in their distress they give up all hope.
我知道有些人，当他们陷入到一个绝望的境界的时候，他们会放弃希望。
They would say that I don't believe in prayer.
他们会说我不相信祷告。
I don't think prayer makes any difference.
我不相信祷告会有什么作用。
But here in this simple story, these men just come to Jesus asking for help.
但是在这个简单的故事里头，我们看到这些人，他们来到耶稣的面前，寻求帮助。
They cry out to God, and God answered them.
他们向神呼求，神就回应了他们。
And when verse 14, when Jesus saw them, he said,Go, show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed.
第十四节说，耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司看。他们去的时候就洁净了。
Here we saw that Jesus had compassion on them.
这个地方我们看到耶稣对他们的同情。
Lepers at that time were social outcasts.
患麻风病的人是被社会抛弃的人。
Yet Jesus saw their needs and Jesus have compassion on them.
但是耶稣基督看到他们的需要，对他们充满了爱和同情。
So they told them, go to you, show yourself to the priest.
所以耶稣说，你去将你们的身体给祭司看。
Because at that time, if you have a cure of leprosy,only the priest can certify that you are cleansed.
因为在那个时候，只有这个祭司有权说你的麻风病是不是医治好了。
And then after the priest certified you, then you can go back to your own community.
当祭司肯定了之后，你才能回到你的人群中去。
Here we saw that the 10 lepers responded to Jesus' instruction in faith, right?
这个地方我们看到了十个患麻风病的人是如何靠信心回应耶稣的。
Jesus did not say, okay, let me pray over you, or let me touch you, I'll give you some ointment.
耶稣没有说让我按着你们祷告，没有说我给你一些药你们抹一抹。
Jesus just said, go and show yourself to the priest.
耶稣只是说你到把你的身体给祭司看。
And these 10 lepers believe, responded, obey, and go.
这十个患麻风病的人就如耶稣告诉他们的那样去行了。
And scripture said, and as they went, they were cleansed.
所以圣经说当他们去的时候就洁净了。
So as they went on the journey,In obedience to Jesus' instruction, they were cleansed.
所以当他们带着信去去到祭司的那个路程上，他们就已经得到了洁净。
And then verse 15, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. and he was a Samaritan.
圣经说内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前的脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。
Out of the 10 lepers,
有十个被医治的大麻风病人。
One of them suddenly realized he was totally cleansed.
只有一个人突然感觉到他已经完全被洁净了。
And he remembered that I need to give thanks to my healer.
他同时记起来，他要回来感谢使他医治的人。
So he went back, come back right in front of Jesus now, this time.
所以这个时候他就回到耶稣的面前。
Not far away yelling, calling.
而在不远的地方就大声喊。
Not that way, but he come close to Jesus at his feet.
哦，所以他就来到耶稣跟前，俯伏在他的脚下。
He fell down and give thanks to God, to Jesus.
他俯伏在耶稣的脚下，给他将感赞将感谢给他。
And Luke says this is a Samaritan.
路加在这里说，这个人是一个撒玛利亚人。
Samaritans were not too friendly with the Jews.
撒玛利亚人和犹太人关系不好。
There were historical strife that they were in conflict with one another.
由于一些历史的原因，他们之间有非常大的隔阂。
The Jews do not consider the Samaritans were true descendants of Abraham.
犹太人并不认为撒玛利亚人是纯正的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And the Samaritans thought that they worship in the right place is different than the Jews.
但是撒玛利亚人也认为他们的崇拜是正确的，他们跟犹太人不一样。
But they are not in friendly terms with one another.
但是他们互相之间非常不友好。
So in verse 17, Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9?" Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
所以第十七节耶稣说，洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这个外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
How come out of the 10, where are the 9 did not come back to give thanks?
耶稣说，我洁净了十个人，那九个到哪里去了？为什么不回来感恩呢？
Maybe because they are so busy.
也可能这些人受洁净之后马上就忙了起来。
Maybe because of the cleansing process, there is a certification process to go back to the community.
也可能他忙于要正式认定他这个受洁净的这个事实，以至于他能回到他的社团里头去。
Just imagine you have been away from your family, your community for so many months.
我们可以想象你离开你自己的族群、家庭已经很长时间了。
There are so many things to catch up, to follow up on.
你有很多的事情马上要做。
The most quickly urgent things is you need to buy new clothing, new sets of clothing.
可能最需要马上做的就是买新衣服穿上。
So there are so many things that come to their mind. Maybe they forgot to give thanks.
他们要想要做的事情太多了，他们可能就忘记了要将荣耀感谢归于神。
When Jesus asked, "Where are the other 9?"
当耶稣说问到那九个人到哪里去了
？I think it is also a good, relevant question for all of us.
我想这个问题也是对我们每一个人非常合适的一个问题。
Every one of us have received grace and mercy from our Lord Jesus.
我们每一个人都从神那里领受了恩典和怜悯。
How come we don't give thanks to our God often?
为什么我们不能常常感恩呢？
In our prayer meetings, we also usually have prayer requests.
在我们祷告会的时候，我们通常会有祷告的事项。
We have lots of request.
我们有各种各样写下来的祷告事项。
Oh, please pray for this person and then for his healing from illness.
为这个人那个人他们在疾病的恢复中为他们祷告。
Bring back brother so and so safe from a trip from China.
求神看顾某某人从大陆安全的旅行回来。
Illness get healed.
求神使疾病得医治。
Yet quite often on our prayer list.We never say, you know, thank you that our brothers come back.
但是在那个祷告名单上祷告单子上，我们很少说，我们感谢神，这个人安全的回来了。
Oh, the illness recoveries we give thanks.
我们感谢神，神医治了这个人，我们将感谢荣耀归于神。
We often.Know how to ask, but we seldom say thank you.
我们非常懂得如何去索求，但是我们不知道经常的去感恩。
Another simple example is your spouse have done many, many things for you, right?
一个简单的事情就是说，我们夫妻之间互相都为对方做了很多的事情。
How often we tell our spouse, our wife, or the husband,I thank you.
那么我们有多么经常会跟我们夫妻之间说谢谢你。
So sometimes we let the busyness of our everyday activities prevent us from pause and give thanks.
所以我们平时忙于生计，忙于我们日常的事情，我们已经忘了我们要停下来互相说谢谢。
So Jesus asked, "Where are the other nine?"
所以耶稣说那。九个人到哪里去了
？So today we want to ask ourselves, am I one of the nine?
所以今天我想让大家问问自己，我是不是也是那九个人之中的一个
？Once a grandparents set of grandparents take their three-year-old grandson to Chuck E. Cheese.
有一次爷爷奶奶带着孩子到。Chuck E. Cheese 这样一个餐厅去Chuck E. Cheese
对啊，玩得很开心。
They are very happy.
They play very, very, and then towards the end.
但是到这个活动结束的时候
，and then the parents picked them up from Chuck E. Cheese, and the father said.Oh, have you thank grandparents?
所以当他们父母从那个 Chuck E. Cheese 把他们接回来的时候，就说你是不是忘了谢谢爷爷奶奶了？
No matter what, how the parents coach him, he just won't say anything.
不管父母亲怎么样教，这些孩子就是不愿意说。
And then the parents eventually is very mad and he says, "How come grandparents treat you such?" You know, have such a wonderful time, and you don't say anything.
直到父母生气了，就说是爷爷奶奶对你这么好，你连说一句话都说不了，我要罚你了。
If you don't say say thank you, I'm going to punish you. And then finally, the grandson said, "I'm thankful, but I don't want to say it."
威胁之后，这些孩子会说，我就是不想说。
Among us, we have grandchildren that hard neck, right? Very stubborn grandchildren sometimes.
我们有这个儿孙的都会知道他们是非常顽固的。
So today, let us think about how to give thanks.
所以今天让我们思想一下如何感恩。
Don't forget to say thank you.
别忘了说谢谢。
As I think about it, first of all, I think we need to be reminded that there are many blessings that we receive daily may not be so spectacular, but we still need to thanks.
我想第一个我们要记住的就是说我们生活中有很多的祝福看起来好像不是什么大不了的事情。
But we still need to give thanks.
但是我们还是应该献上我们的感谢。
Do you know that you breathe 23,000 times a day?
大家知道不知道我们一天要呼吸23000次？
Just in this simple process，
只是 呼吸这样一个简单的动作。
Do you know how much chemical reaction is involved from our body extracting oxygen and then displaying carbon dioxide？
我们知道不知道这个吸进新鲜氧气，呼出二氧化碳，是一个多么复杂的这个化学过程
？And we do this naturally, without even thinking, 23,000 times a day.
我们很自然地做这样一件事情，已经忘记了我们有23000次要做这样一个动作。
A lot of our body functions.We just take it for granted until one day, if something go wrong, and then we cry out to God.
就像我们身体上其他的机能一样，我们平时习以为常，直到有一天我们的身体部件不工作了，我们就会来到神的面前向他呼求。
So we need to build up a discipline of giving thanks.
所以我们要律己，我们应该养成。感谢的习惯。
A pastor said, if you make a habit of at the end of the day to write down three things you thank God for.
有一个牧师是这样说，我们应该有这样一个习惯，每天结束的时候写下三件你应该感恩的事情。
If you do this constantly for 40 days in a row,
如果你这样持续不断地做40天，
it will build up your character, you will have a thankful heart.
你就会有一颗感恩的心。
And then the person will be changed.
你整个人都会改变。
Once, like, it affects your character.
它也会改变你的性格。
Once I drive to a parking lot.In a shopping mall.
有一次我到一个购物中心的停车场。
I drive straight into the parking spot.
我直接进到这个停车位。
And then I know that something is wrong.
突然我意识到好像不对。
Because the person who, the lady who was facing me on the park opposite side, just about to go forward, She thought that she can just drive out, but then I drove into the spot, so she has to back out. Understand?
我意识到我对面的那个停车的一位女士，她正要用我这个车位来出来，所以我们是头对头。
对。And I saw that she was so mad, and she was saying something that I don't want to repeat.But I can sense what she's saying.
所以那位女士就非常的生气，嘴里说了很多我知道，但是我不想重复的话。
I thought, why do you have to be? Is I did not do that intentionally, but why are you so mad?
我想我又不是故意的，你动这么大的气干什么
？And There is a saying that it is impossible to be grateful and hateful at the same time.
所以有一句话是这样说的：当你生气的时候，你就不可能有感恩的心。
So grateful and hateful cannot exist at the same time.
所以恨和感恩是不能相容的。
So do you want to be a grateful person or do you want to be a hateful person?
所以你是愿意做一个有感恩之心的人，还是愿意做一个充满仇恨的人？
And the second thinking, I think, is don't let your blessings cause you to forget to be thankful.
第二点，我想我们应该提醒我们自己的，就是说，不要让你得到的这些祝福使你忘记了感恩。
Yes, sometimes.We receive blessings, and these blessings cause us to be forgetful to be thankful.
通常我们得到很多的祝福，正是因为我们得到很多的祝福，我们恰恰忘了去感恩。
For all of you who show up at the church Sunday,
我们所有经常来周日来教会的人
，People who come to church every Sunday is in a way to say thank you, God, that I want to come here to give you thanks.
来到教会的人应该是来到教会说，神啊，我感谢你，我愿意来到这个地方献上我的感恩。
So don't underestimate why you come to this sanctuary praise worship God.
所以我们不能小看我们来到这个教会这样一个建筑物来敬拜神的目的。
If you come here and it says, I want to give thanks to God for all His blessings.
如果我们到这个地方来说，神啊，我是要在这里。为我生命中所有的祝福献上感恩。
And I think that this is pleasing to God.
我相信这是蒙神喜悦的。
As a pastor, I meet very many early immigrants.
作为一个牧师，我经常遇到一些刚刚移民到加拿大的来的人。
When they come to church, they want to get help from all sorts of people.
他们来到教会，希望得到诸多的帮助。
Maybe find a job, maybe living accommodation help.
可能是找工作，或者是解决一些生活中的需要。
Yet quite often, once after a few months of a couple years, they are totally settled.
但是我们通常看到一两年之后，他们就会安定下来。
And then many of them, well, I would say some of them, Once they settled, they stopped coming to church.
但是他们中间有一些人，当他们生活安定之后，他们就不来教会了。
So sometimes we have blessings, receive a lot of blessings, and sometimes these blessings prevent us or make us forget about God.
这就是为什么我们有时候得到很多的祝福，但是恰恰是这些祝福，使得我们不能进一步的去感恩、敬拜神。
Today Jesus asked, "Where are the nine? Where are the other nine?"
在这里，耶稣问道：“那九个人在哪里？”
And then verse 19, it says, "Then he said to him, 'Rise and go. Your faith has made you well.'"
所以第十九节说：“起来，你的信救了你。”
Jesus turned material and physical blessings to a higher blessings, and that is a spiritual blessing.
所以在这里，耶稣将一些世界物质的祝福上升到一个属灵的祝福的层面。
And Jesus says, "May you, your faith has made you well."
所以这个时候，耶稣说是你的信救了你。
Literally, it says, "Your faith has saved you." Yeah, just like the Chinese translation.
对。
Yeah, 对。Thanksgiving heart opens the door to greater blessings that God wants to give us.
所以一个感恩的心会打开一扇门，让我们接受更多来自神的祝福。
If we have a thankful heart, we come to God, that gives God the opportunity to pour out more blessings to us.
如果我们带着一颗感恩的心来到神的面前，我们会让神有可能给我们更多的祝福。
And at least one of them is to help us to build a thankful, joyful character.
在这些诸多的祝福之中，有一条就是让我们能够有一个祷告的性格和祷告的心。
Famous theologians called in the UK Matthew Henry.
英国著名的神学家叫马修·亨利。
He was so knowledgeable about the Bible, he wrote commentary for every book of the Bible.
他对圣经是非常的下功夫，非常的熟悉，他给每一卷圣经的书都写过注释。
He have commentary on the entire book, entire Bible that's about that thick.
他有厚厚的一摞圣经解经的书籍。
Besides his knowledge of the Bible, he actually have a very noble, joyful character.
除了他对圣经丰富的知识之外，他是有一个非常 非常 noble，
那个高
高贵的品质。
对。One day, I think I told this story before. Matthew Henry was robbed by some thieves.
所以有一天，这个马修·亨利呢，他被人抢了。
The thieves took away his wallet.
这个强盗抢走了他的钱包。
And then at night, Matthew Henry wrote in his diary.
在晚上，马修·亨利是这样在他日记中写道。
And he says, "Let me be thankful."
他说，让我充满感恩。
First, I was never robbed before.
他说，这是我第一次被人抢。
Second, although they took my wallet, they did not take my life.
第二点要感恩的是，他们拿走了我的钱包，但是留下了我的性命。
Third, although they took all my money, it wasn't really that much.
第三点需要感恩的是，虽然他拿走了我钱包里头所有的钱，但是这钱也不多。
Fourth, let me be thankful because it was I who was robbed and not I who did the robbing.
第四点，他说我非常的感恩，因为抢人的不是我，我是被抢的。
So, Matthew Henry really can see all these different circumstances and still see the preciousness and still be joyful and give thanks.
我们可以看到，马修·亨利在这样一件事情中间，他还是能够通过表面上看起来是一件坏事，看到值得感恩的地方。
And he is one who actually live out what Paul in 1 Thessalonians says. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances.
所以马修·亨利是一个真正能够活出保罗在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章里头所说的一句话，就是要常常喜乐，不住的祷告。凡事谢恩。
对，凡事谢恩。对。So, do you want to have a character, a spiritual life like that?
所以我想问大家，我们是不是想要一个如此的精神生活？
In all circumstances, we always can give thanks.
我们凡事谢恩。
We don't thank God for, I have a traffic accident. We don't have to say that. Oh God, thank you. I have a traffic accident.
Okay, 我们不需要极端的说，神啊，感谢你让我有个车祸。
But even in a traffic accident, we can still give thanks.
但是即使有了车祸，我们也能够感恩。
In the circumstances, in all circumstances, let us have this ability to see God's grace and give thanks.
让我们有这样一种能力，在凡事中都能找到需要感恩的地方。
I think you can apply this truth in whatever circumstances you have.
我相信这样一个真理可以被我们应用到任何一个生活的处境之中。
Practicing from today on, every day at the end of the day, write down three things that you thank God for.
所以我们今天开始，我们都练习每一天结束的时候，我们写下三个值得我们感恩的事情。
And if you can continuously do this for 40 days,
如果你能够不间断地做40天，
your character will be changed.
你的性格就会得到改变。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you are gracious, loving, and merciful God.
我们的主，我们感谢你是一位充满慈爱、充满怜悯的神。
We have transgressed you many, many times.
我们在生活中不断地得罪你、冒犯你。
Yet you always forgive us.
但是你总是原谅我们。
May your grace change us and also let us be a grateful person and extend your grace to others.
我们祷告让你的恩典改变我们，能让我们有充满恩典的心、感恩的心去对别人。
On this day of Thanksgiving Day that our nation set apart to think about Thanksgiving.
在今天这个感恩节的日子里，我们分别为圣来思考如何感恩。
Help us to not only practice today, but help us to live out a Thanksgiving life.
求主让我们不仅仅是在今天能够思考感恩，而且能让在我们以后每一天的年岁中都能够行出来，有一颗感恩的心。
May we all experience further grace and blessings from you.
让我们每一个人都更多的得到你的恩典和慈爱和祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.